From the GPB Newsroom, Good Friday, I'm Ricky Bevington. Governor Brian Kemp toured a poultry plant in Hall County today. It's an area with a growing number of coronavirus cases. The county has the highest rate of cases in Metro Atlanta, with about 1,000 for every 100,000 people. Kemp and Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black visited Fieldale Farms, one of the world's largest independent poultry producers. A recent AJC report found hundreds of poultry workers from Georgia's 14 chicken processing plants have tested positive for COVID-19. Early voting will begin Monday as planned after a federal judge denied a request to postpone Georgia's June 9th primary election because of coronavirus. An election integrity group and several Georgia voters asked the court to delay the election until June 30th. They said the state's new touchscreen voting machines were not safe to use because of the virus. Judge Timothy Batten dismissed the case yesterday, writing, "It's not the court's place to, quote, micromanage the election process." Live sports will make a return to Georgia next month at Atlanta Motor Speedway. GPB's Taylor Gant reports on NASCAR's upcoming event.
The Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 will take place on Sunday, June 7th, without any spectators. Two other races will also be held the day before. Kyle Busch, who won the 2019 Cup Championship, tells NBC that the sport is in a unique position.
I think it's a great opportunity for us to be able to go out there and be one of the first major sports to be back on television, to be back doing what we all love to do and putting on a good show for the race fans.
This Sunday, drivers will take the track in Darlington, South Carolina, for the fifth race of the season after a two-month hiatus. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Former Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams appeared in an MSNBC town hall last night with presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The two discussed a number of topics, including the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, the black jogger who was killed by two white men near Brunswick in February.
What we know is that we have to not only rebuild America, but as Joe Biden has said so eloquently, we have to restore the soul of America. That means criminal justice reform that holds all bad actors accountable.
Biden also praised Abrams for her work with Fair Fight Action, the group she founded to address voter suppression. The former vice president has not named a running mate, but has said he will choose a woman. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says the city is considering a designated space for street racing. Speaking to City Council yesterday, Bottom cited research from Bloomberg Associates claiming other cities have enjoyed safety benefits using these spaces. The concept is already receiving pushback from city council members and citizens who want to stop the activity rather than encourage it. The mayor's office says the idea is still in its early stages. There's more of today's stories at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.